The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
Now, President Michael D. Higgins has been asked to address why a controversial letter written by his wife appeared on the president's website. Sabina Higgins' letter to the Irish Times, which has since been removed from the president's website, called for a negotiated peace settlement in the war in Ukraine. Now, the president has since released a statement reiterating his condemnation of Russia, but questions still remain as to why Sabina Higgins' letter, which does not accord with government policy on Ukraine, was published on the president's official website. For more on this, I'm joined by journalist and broadcaster Michael O'Regan. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So, what do you make of this? I mean, Jonathan Healy this morning was making the comment, if you're going to do something which really turns out to be naive and stupid, don't do it at the end of July or the beginning of August, because it's the silly season and it will be amplified.
Well, I tell you, Pat, this was echoed by a government advisor who sent me a text last night saying, this time last year, it was Catherine Sapone and her appointment. Now we have a controversy involving a letter from Audison Oaktheron from Mrs. Higgins. He says, why can't we have a peaceful August? But there you are. It is the silly season. I think it would be an issue even if it wasn't the silly season, because there's more to it here than the president and Mrs. Higgins. There's the office of the presidency. There's the remit of the presidency. Now, Mrs. Higgins is a private individual. We don't have a first lady as such. Mind you, there's a very grey area where the spouse of the president is very involved in the presidency, as she is, and previous spouses have been, people like Nick Robinson and Martin McAleese and others. So where does their responsibility to the office begin and end? But aside from that, it was the content of the letter, Pat, that's created a lot of private anger in government, although they're remaining quiet about it so far. They hope that it will blow over, or that Michael D will clarify it. But it was putting Russia and Ukraine on an equivalent station, as it were, in terms of having a ceasefire, and that, whereas the government's view, very strong view, is that Russia is the aggressor and should withdraw without condition.
Now, none of us know what goes on inside the Oris, and perhaps that's as it should be. We don't know whether Sabina Coyne Higgins, as she liked to fashion herself in the letter to the Irish Times, rocks into whoever's running the presidential website and says, will you put that up for me? And that person puts it up. Or does she say to Michael D, Michael D, have a look at this. The Irish Times are publishing it. What do you think? And did he say, oh, that's great, and we'll put that up? Do you know?
Yeah, exactly. We don't know what went on within the Oris before the letter was sent or after it was published. But the fact is that it did appear on the presidential website. Hence, it had the imprimatur of the president. And there's a long tradition of the president not getting involved in politics or indeed on foreign affairs issue and appearing unwittingly, no doubt in this instance, to undermine the government's position on something that is hugely, hugely important internationally. And of course, the government looks at this and they see, embassies abroad and diplomats abroad looking on at Ireland. And you have the president's wife writing a letter to the Irish Times, and she gets the imprimatur of the Russian ambassador in Dublin. It doesn't look good by any standards.
Mm. The mess that they have created, perhaps inadvertently, the difficulty for Sabina Higgins, I suppose, is that when you have Yuri Filatov saying she's a great woman entirely, that's not where you want to be.
Precisely. That's it. That is arguably the most embarrassing aspect of it. And that's somewhere you don't want to be. Now, I've no doubt that she meant well. I've no doubt about that. And she certainly wasn't seeking the imprimatur of the Russian ambassador. But that is what happened. And it's embarrassing for the government. It's not acceptable, Pat, for the president to remain quiet on this. You know, he's a man who's always courted the media. He's very popular with journalists over many decades. He's a very experienced politician. He was a senator, a TD, a government minister. So he knows where the remit of the presidency
begins. Yeah. Now, he has had, through a spokesman, he's had this said, that he was unequivocal in his condemnation of the Russian invasion of Ukraine and pointed to a range of previous public statements made by the president. But that's not quite satisfactory in the sense that it was stuck up on the president's website, which would be contrary to the view that he has espoused himself before publicly.
Yeah, I mean, I read that website regularly, and its speeches and statements by the president, it's very much the president of Ireland and what he has to say on various issues. Now, he has to explain why it was put on the website in the first instance, and then why was it withdrawn? And from that point of view, his statement yesterday was inadequate in that it didn't deal with the substantive issue, which is its appearance on the website. Hence, it had the imprimatur of the president. And this is an issue he has to deal with.
Normally, the spouse of the president doesn't get pulled into controversy, and some of them have been more involved than others in terms of presidential activity. I think Sabina Higgins is quite active. I often see her picture in the paper, you know, going around with the president at various openings and all the rest of it. I mean, for example, Maeve Hillary was rarely involved in such an intensive way in Paddy Hillary's presidential activities.
That Maeve Hillary had a background, stayed in the background. That was her choice, and indeed, she was perfectly entitled to make that choice. Now, there was way, way back in the late 1970s a controversy surrounding Dr. Hillary when he was president. There was a rumour in media and political circles that he had marital difficulties and that he was about to resign the presidency and go into private life. And it gained such traction that he called in the political correspondents of the day and briefed them on it and denied that he was about to resign. Now, he later, some years later, after he left the ORUS, by the way, he finished his term and had a second term, but later, after he left the ORUS, he gave an interview to the Irish Times where he implied that actually it was associates of Charlie Haughey, who were then trying to unseat Jack Lynch as Fianna Fáil leader in Taoiseach, were behind this, what turned out to be idle gossip, on the basis that Lynch would stand down and go to the ORUS if Patrick Hillary resigned. Well, that's what Dr. Hillary had to say. And in fact, he hinted darkly at the time that he might have more to say down the road, which he didn't, but that's there you are.
I suppose it brings to a head the need to define maybe the role of the presidential spouse. I mean, they enjoyed the digs up in the park, so perhaps some responsibilities come with that.
Absolutely. You see, it's easy to say the spouse of the president is a private citizen. And we're not referring here specifically to Mrs. Higgins. The same could be said of Nick Robinson, who, you know, always accompanied Mary Robbins to a lot of functions and that. The same with Martin McAleese, who was involved privately in making contacts in the North and that, and accompanied Mary McAleese around. But they are linked into the presidency. Now, they enjoy the... let's be honest about it, Pat. They enjoy the perks of the job. I mean, access to a staff in Áras an Uachtaráin if you're doing a public event, access to a Garda-driven car, fairly substantial motoring vehicle. So I would think that if the spouse of a president wants to remain a private citizen, he or she should live in a very, very private way. For instance, drive themselves around, pursue their own career if they want to, and obviously live in Áras an Uachtaráin, but very much remove themselves from the president. That needs to be defined. It needs to be defined. It's a very, very grey area.
All right.
And, of course, under previous presidents, like Eamon de Valera and that, it didn't really arise.
All right, Michael, thank you very much for joining us, journalist Michael O'Regan.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.